Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, I don't know where you are as you listen to this right now, but I hope the weather is better there than it is here. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're going to start things by having a little chat with a good friend of the show. His name is Super Dave Harrington. He's from Combat Speed LLC. Is it raining in Florida, Super Dave?
Negative, man. It is nice and shiny. Sunny out.
Yeah.
About, I want to say about, here, let me check the degrees. It's not hot. 69 degrees. It's nice out.
Yeah. Not here.
Yeah.
Not here. Anyway, I've been, I had an interesting comment the other day.
Sure.
Now, you know my video about the P365, how I said it was not going to be a gun that I would carry. And I was quoting various people, and one of the people I quote in that video is Clint Smith, who says, everybody complains about how big a gun is when you carry it, but they never complain about how big it is in a gunfight.
Right.
So the comment that I got off of that was that, that's from, you know, Clint Smith is an authority on shooting and self-defense, and all of his stuff is from 30 years ago. So my question to him was, do you think that the nature of armed self-defense has changed in 30 years? And he said, yes, it has. And I mentioned, when I was talking about the people that agree with me, and I mentioned you, Jaeger, Fisher, you know, he got out there and said, well, you lost me on Jaeger. And, which I'm not going to get. Jaeger has these two personas. He's got the YouTube persona, and then there's the real James Jaeger, who is a very good instructor. He has a very good group teaching for him. He's a good friend. I mean, once you become part in his little orbit, he'll take care of you for the rest of your life. So, but still, there are those out there, Dave, that think that a gun, as long as you carry a gun, no matter what size it is,
right,
that's enough.
I don't agree with that.
Well, neither do I. I mean, if you're not training with the gun, that kind, and I mean, who's going to go out there and take a? Have you ever had anybody take a class with a P365?
No, I have not. I've never seen. Actually, the smallest blaster that I've seen at a what I would consider a hard shooting training gig.
Right.
Was this dude up in, I want to say New York, Pennsylvania, somewhere up there. Always shoots a G26. He shoots his G26, no matter what he's doing. It's awesome. And he's good with it. He's a good example of the beware of the man with one gun. If he only has one gun, he probably knows how to use it.
Well, the USPSA master that slowed down my video and watched the way I shot and told me what to do as far as my grip was concerned.
Right.
He shot all of his competitions with a G26.
Very cool.
And he became a USPSA master. That's why I have, you know, a Glock 26 is different from a SIG P365.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah. But I mean, no, if I want to. I can stick a 33-round mag in that G26 if I want to, and it's going to fit and run.
Right.
And the P365 is sort of a gun that's just sort of out there by itself.
Right. It's a self-defense gun, man. There's you definitely have to, when you start thinking about type classifying guns, I start with, you know, what is the basic caliber and design? What is it? Is it something, is it a firearm that you would use for plinking? Is it a firearm that you would use as a duty weapon? Is it a self-defense gun? You know, what is it? What did you purchase it for? And what is your intent to make it work in what, you know, what are the parameters, man? What's your area of operation, so to speak? How well protected do you need to be? But if you stop and think about it, see, you can focus on a firearm and jump through hoops all day long on that rabbit hole. But dig this. What about the other sensical items that you should carry with you daily? A good flashlight. You know what I mean?
I think the people that carry the P365 might carry, except I've seen a lot of spec ops guys that purport to carry the P365. But they always say, well, they always say, but I have this gun in the car in case I need a real gun for a real purpose. But most of the people that I see carrying the P365, it's a very minimalist thing. They might carry a spare magazine. They're not carrying a flashlight. They're not carrying a knife. They're not carrying a trauma kit. You know, it's almost like the fanny pack carry setup.
Right. So when I go slick, you know what my basic loadout is, but when I go slick, I still have like that .22 revolver in my pocket.
Right.
I'm not always gunless, but there's different firearms that, you know, shoot different environments. You know, and I was thinking about this yesterday. It's funny that you brought this up today. It's almost as if your environment that you plan on being in requires you to dress up, it almost requires you to gun down.
Yeah.
And that's why I always...
I have pointed out that that might be a good gun for the tuxedo set. I think it'd be a good gun if you throw your back out.
Right.
I think it'd be a very good gun if you throw your back out. However, the G26 works equally as well. There's not that much difference in the slide thickness between the 365 and the G26. And
right.
I just, and the
in the next set,
yeah.
Bill.
Yes.
That I'm going to have to bring up, dude.
Yes, yes, yes.
If somebody is like a stone cold sold on SIG dude,
yeah.
You're not going to convince them of anything other than what they are into, the same
right.
thing. You know what I mean? And which is cool. I mean, I've seen guys, you know, way off into the SIG thing or the Glock thing or, you know, whatever, they support their brand and blah, blah, blah. But I don't necessarily get that whole hog into it simply because one gun can't do it all.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do, but when we get back, I want to talk about that because I think we live in a very interesting time considering a few things, and I want to get your take on it because you're sort of sold on a particular gun, as am I.
Okay.
And I want to talk about what that maybe did to the company because it always amazes me when a company does something that could alter the perception of what they are.
Right.
And but that's in the next segment. For those of you interested in Super Dave, I noticed today on Instagram, if you go to sdave_Harrington, you could see this. He's got a video up. Are you playing the guitar in that one?
Yeah, I just I wasn't satisfied with a run I did the other day, so I did it over.
There you go. Super Dave can play a mean guitar. And not only that, you can follow him on Instagram, of course, sdave_Harrington, on Facebook at Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington, and the YouTube channel is Super Dave Harrington. And, there's all kinds of information coming out of those places, entertaining and instructive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington, and I want to ask you a question about something, because as I've been looking at things, I just can't escape this thought. So with the advent of the Glock 45, the G45, the 9mm, which has got the full-size 17-round grip, and the slightly shorter Glock 19 size slide.
Right.
They pretty much, to me, negated the need to own a Glock 19 or a Glock 17. And to me, there's a, and I mean, you know, you talk the Glock 19, arguably the most popular selling gun in the world,
right?
But at the same time, now the only Glocks I own, although I do own a Glock 19, but the only Glocks that I consider carrying on a regular basis are either the Glock 26 or the G45,
right?
And but that form factor that the G45 established, which now is being copied, I've got a SIG P320 in that configuration with the full size grip and the shorter slide.
Right.
That is just, to me, the perfect combo. It already comes, especially with Glock. How many Glock 19 holsters are out there? You don't have to go looking for a G45 holster, just a Glock 19 holster, because that's all that matters.
Right, exactly.
Inside the waistband or whatever. Do you think that was a strategic mistake that they made there when they came out with this model? Because I'm thinking about pulling my Timney trigger out of my Glock 19 and just selling it.
Well, double-edged question. First edge, well, it was a personal coup as far as I'm concerned,
yeah,
on Glock's part, to produce the G45, because that had been wanted for quite some time before they actually did it. That was actually kept very close hold. And, you know, it was kind of a perfect storm of events that produced the 19X. Don't forget the 19X.
Right.
Because the G45 was born out of the 19X project, so to speak. So, dig it. The other part of that edge is it depends on where you're at and how you feel about your guns. See, guns to me, I can't begin to imagine how many firearms have cycled through me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I have purchased for one reason or another and sold for one reason or another, or purchased and I shot it to death and had to get more. I don't look at firearms as, I look at them as tools, you know, to be used. I use it up, or, you know, I break it, I get a new one. I only have a few firearms that I would consider like firearms that I would like to pass on, you know, but it's only like one or two. I don't look at firearms as
keepsakes
like a lot of people do, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I own quite a few, but they're all used on a regular basis.
Well, where my line comes is if I have a gun that I'm not going to carry, I get rid of it.
Understood.
I get rid of it. Now,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
No. But I just wonder, since it is, you know, that G45 configuration of the shorter slide but the fuller grip and the, you know, the full size gun grip and everything, that is not any, it's not any harder to conceal that than it is a Glock 19.
No, not at all.
And with me,
the only issue is, the only thing I'll speak to as far as that's concerned is if you you're one of these freaks about printing, you have to use a standard mag with a standard, you know, like an OEM base plate on your magazine.
Yeah.
Because you stick a plus two extension on the mag, and you're probably going to print.
Sure. Thankfully, in South Carolina, we now have open carry. So if I did print, they can't do anything to me. Yeah, big deal.
Well, I've never been concerned about that anyway. I mean, I understand the whole fact of keeping it concealed, but, you know, what is concealed, you know? if you can tell I'm wearing a gun under a vest or a jacket, what are you, invading my privacy or something?
Well, you know, I think most people, when I ask if you can see my gun, I'm always told, well, I know what to look for. But I think most people don't, and the other thing I think is most people don't pay any attention to it anyway.
Right, they don't pay attention to it, and they don't have X-ray vision.
Nope, so that part of it. But as far as what they've come out with and everything, I'm just wondering. I'm sure there will still be full-size guns. With each one of, like, I've got a Glock 34. I've got a full-size P320. I know that those guns have a niche. If you were going into a tactical environment, would you rather have a gun like a Glock 26 or a gun like a Glock 45? Not a Glock 26, Glock 34 or a Glock 45? Or would it matter?
The 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's my go-to blaster.
Sure.
It's not just a matter of, you know, the size or the concealability or whatever over a 34. I'm dialed into the weight distribution, the balance points, how to drive that slide frame combo as hard as I can.
Right.
And I'm comfortable with it. You know what I mean?
I do.
I can use a G45 across the spectrum of shooting tasks much more effectively than I can use the G34.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
what I find when I'm running a 34, because of the extra slide length and whatnot, I find myself, especially at high speed, rapid fire, multi-target type scenarios, I wind up steering the gun.
Right. Okay.
In support of aiming.
Right.
Because of the difference in the weight distribution and how the gun acts in rapid fire.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming.
G45.
Yeah, hang on for me a second. The G45 has lovely range banners. You can go at that all day long. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Today, I'm just talking handguns and what his preferences are, because I'm trying to look for corroboration, or if not corroboration, correction. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former press secretary to the Ukrainian president is detailing alleged Russian war crimes.
The Ukrainian government has recorded 1,200 of war crimes committed in the Kyiv region only.
Yulia Mendel stating over 400 bodies have been recovered from the Kyiv suburb of Bukha for forensic analysis following the release of graphic footage. The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are joined by former President Barack Obama for a White House photo op on how the Affordable Care Act is saving families money on health care. Obama says he's proud of having passed the ACA.
It's done what it was supposed to do. It's made a difference. First 20 million, and now 30 million people have gotten covered thanks to the ACA.
He says it's allowed seniors to afford medication and young adults to afford health care. Attorney Ben Crump made a visit to the Orlando Free Fall ride at Icon Park today. Crump was hired by the family of Tyree Sampson, who was killed when he fell from the ride last month. Tyree Sampson was on the ride when he came out of his seat and fell to the ground. Sampson weighed 320 pounds at his death, which is about 40 pounds over the suggested weight limit for the ride. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Do you have any sort of a setup for your gun that includes one of those gigantic Safariland type holsters where it's got a hood and sticks about 3 inches out of your body?
And kind of gear, yeah. No, yeah. I just use
Super Dave rig.
Yeah, Super Dave rig. Now, what I do is I carry, a weapons light. I actually carry two.
Right.
Primary and secondary. But I look at it like this. One, if I was in a duty environment, I would have a full-blown work rig and all that.
Right.
However, that not being the case, if I feel it necessary to put my light on my weapon and to have it ready, I would certainly do that. That decision point would come long before I would actually need to employ the weapon. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a forward thinking issue.
Right. So I presume then, since you're using the rig that you use, that it will be out and ready to go when the light is on it.
Exactly.
Okay.
But the other thing is, too, even in low or no light, you know, when somebody's trying to kill you at close range, do you really need a light to verify the fact they're trying to kill you? I mean, North Carolina had on their law in the book was, they called it a murderous attack.
Right.
The person did not have to be armed at all. But if their intent, if their physical action and their intent was to do you in, it was described as a murderous assault. And you could legally fire on them. So it's... it's a little piece of everything. I mean, how prepared do you want to be
to handle a violent confrontation? Well, you better know and understand your rules of engagement. I'll always reinforce that point. You know, what capacity are you carrying a firearm in? Is it for, you know, self-defense purposes? If it is, you should know your rules of engagement. You should know every aspect of home storage, security, vehicle security and transport. You know, actually transporting your vehicle. Anytime I go on a road trip, I do the homework on the states I'm going to be driving through in respect to what their gun laws are to make sure I don't wind up sideways, you know, back in, you know, Jim Bob's cornfield road and wind up in some, you know, podunk clink because I wasn't smart enough to prevent it from happening.
Right.
You've got to be well-rounded. Not only, you know, people have a tendency to overly focus on their skills and let everything else fall by the wayside, kind of thinking, well, it'll sort itself out. Well, it won't. The only way it's going to sort itself out is if you're on your A game, you know and understand what you're doing and why you're doing it, and can clearly articulate that to a grand jury or, you know, a court, you know, and stand by your actions. And the fact of the matter is, with forensics being what they are today, depending on who's, you know, doing them, who's, what forensic team is doing it, they're going to figure out what happened anyway.
Right.
Based on the science of the crime scene.
Right. I'm not trying to take you, I fully agree with everything you're saying, but I mean, I see a lot of people going out, and when it wasn't until I got my rig, and I just looked at that holster, what it was, right?
Right.
And I realized exactly what I was looking at, which is just the very basic, bare essentials of what I need to stick a gun into. It has a friction screw so I can tighten it up or loosen it if I want to.
Right.
I need
the S. Dave rig holster.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's very clean.
I see lots of people getting out there and they think they have to have two setups. They have to have the one that they carry daily, and the one that they think they're going to carry into combat if that happens.
Excuse me, yeah. That's why I call the S-Dave rig the S-Dave rig.
Right.
Because it's my everything rig.
Well, I'm going to call mine the S-Dave. I call mine the S-Dave rig, too, and that is exactly... Now, from here on out, any holster that I get for any gun that isn't a Glock 45... will be based upon that type of build with the S-Dave rig.
Right. Cool. That is the basic gear that I have found over the years actually supports any shooting environment that I've participated in. You know?
Well, what it does, one thing it does, and I don't think I made the point of this in the video, maybe you did in yours, but I did not. What it does is that whoever's running an S-Dave rig in that configuration has optimized the handgun in any kind of fight. Whether it's a self-defense fight that's over with the 3 seconds or 3 rounds or 3 feet, or if you find yourself in a Westgate Mall, Kenya situation, you are optimized both ways. But that's because
on all levels.
That's right. But this is preparation for the most extreme denominator, not the most common denominator, not the lowest common denominator, but for the most extreme denominator, which is where I think a lot of people come up short because they're out there and they want to carry a gun.
I agree with you 100%. They're thinking like one or two bad actors.
Yeah.
You know, not a crowd of 50. To 100, you know, aggravated people focusing on you.
Right.
Yeah, that 3-3-3 and going to cut it at that point.
The other thing about the Super Dave rig is you have enough magazines. Like, if you go out with one reload, no matter what gun you're carrying, if you go out with one reload and your primary, the one in the gun, actually has a mechanical issue, and you drop that magazine and go to your reload, you are done at that point. You have, as soon as you exhaust that reload, you may be able to shuck rounds out of that magazine if nobody's paying any attention to you, but that, I don't know what the likelihood of that is. And reload your one good magazine that you do have, but I think that your rig covers every contingency that might arise.
Yeah, it's contingencied out, man. Yeah, I thought it through, man. And it was just something I figured out over time. Feedback on the actual quality of the gear is, I have several S-Dave rigs for different guns and blah, blah, blah. But, excuse me, the durability is off the chart. I use specifically choose to use, it's about an 8-inch thick Kydex. And it's much more difficult to work with.
Yep.
But the end product is superior.
Hang on on that note. We're coming up on the break. We'll finish this on the other side. We'll talk about the simplicity. The simplicity that Dave has taken and injected into combat, making you more combat effective. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about a couple of things, and I keep coming back to the S Dave rig, and
it's just the more you use it, the more you understand it.
Yeah. Now, one thing I was going to say. Are there other people, are there other setups that are out there that people could take, other equipment besides this, which is designed a certain way?
Oh, most certainly, man.
Yeah.
This is, it's not the S-Dave rig because of the materials or the design. It's the concept of the reserve mags and where you wear them and what you use them for. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That's the importance of the rig. The way the rig is put together and intended for use eliminates any number of issues or problems that you can encounter. You know, did you not have the requisite reserve mag? You can't support, you know, if you, I don't care what you have. You can have a phased plasma rifle in the 40-watt range. If you don't have enough ammunition to service the weapon, how long are you going to be able to employ it? And will you be able to employ it to the true extent of its effectiveness, being so limited on ammo like you would be carrying one or two extra mags. See, that's the real drop-off point. Now, dig this. We understand, you know, for training, you're going to allocate X number of rounds per engagement, right? Because you got to do the math. Somebody's got to pay for it, right?
Right.
So, let's just say in the training realm, any threat target you engage, you're going to give them three hits, three kill zone hits. Well, it might take six shots to deliver three kill zone hits.
Right.
Because you can't just say, I'm going to shoot them twice and be good. You don't know that. So first of all, the reality check is, it may take any number of rounds to deal with any number of threats. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So you can't do the math on that. You can't say, well, I have two mags, so two rounds per, that's 15 people. I'm good. No, you're not. You can't do the math like that. Applications of fire.
Yeah.
Okay? What if you just wanted to prevent, say, a crowd of people from moving in a specific direction? Well, lay down a base of fire. Lay down some grazing fire and see what happens. See if you can't influence that crowd to go the other way. But how much ammo is that going to take to do that? You understand what I mean?
It's going to take a few rounds to do that if you're messing with the crowd. You're going to have to make them... They're going to have to get in their head.
The intent is to... you got to remember, man, you know, are you firing with intent to drop bodies?
Right.
Are you, you know, what's your, you know, if I just wanted to redirect a crowd of people and there was a vehicle there I could start knocking the glass out of to get their attention, maybe that would work. I don't know. But still, it's going to cost me ammo to do it.
Right.
You understand what I mean? It's all theory, man. It's all theoretical.
It's theoretical, but at the same time, you can't do it if you don't have the ammunition to expend.
Right, exactly. And that's just all part of it.
Right.
You know, having, it's just like the mags on the right side of the body or for, you know, using for use if your right side, you know, limited to your right side.
Right. Like laying on your left side, looking under a vehicle or something.
That. You could be doing that, or, you know, you could be injured.
Yep, you could be knocked down.
Your left arm be out of use.
Right. So.
There's just any number of, you know, contingencies that are covered down on. And it just works for me, and always has. I started doing it in like maybe the early 90s. Just out of, you know, work habit. But, you know, I'm glad you like it, dude.
In the event.
Enjoy the concept.
The concept, speaks for itself. But, you know, I've always thought that people who can, and see, here's the thing. This is the thing about the S. Dave Rick. One of the things when you get gear is that you got to go out, whatever it is, like with me, with camera gear, when I go out and film, I need to go out and film before I actually film when it's going to count. Because I need to figure out what's going to work and what isn't. I need to figure out how long the battery's going to last. I need to figure out all these things about the camera. And then when I am actually filming where I've got somebody in front of me who is not doing this out of the goodness of his heart, but it's part of something I'm supposed to be supplying for him, I got to bring it. I got to bring the A game, and I can't be learning as I'm actually doing it. One of the things about your rig is that you wear it every day. You know what works and what does not work. I presume what you have now is the result of things that you've probably gotten rid of things and added a few things here and there as you've gone along and said, I don't need this, I do need that. And for Dave, you know, in the event, Dave is completely acclimated to his oh no, what just happened rig. Unlike most of us, because most of us are out there carrying one spare magazine and something inside the waistband, and Dave is doing, he's doing it. You only carry outside the waistband. In Florida, there's no provision for open carry, right? So no matter what the weather is, you've got to conceal carry.
Yeah, well, I kind of have to stay out of the sun anyway, man. So it's not like I'm a beach bum or anything. you know, my clothing supports the environment I move in.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, it's like I'm the gun guy in the crowd. You know, not hard to pick out.
No. In today's world, with most of these guys getting out there buying plate carriers, buying two belt systems, getting all this stuff together, and then they never use it. They never put it on and go out and roll around the dirt and find out what's going to work and what isn't going to work. That was the thing. That was the beauty about being in the military.
Yeah, you had no choice.
Yeah, I had no choice. And like with the LBE, which was what we had when I was in the service, we figured out we had to move that belt where it was going to hit us up and down by adjusting those suspender straps for when we went into the prone, because that when we go into the prone, we don't want to be laying on our magazines. We almost want to be laying and then propping us up.
Well, see, that was symptomatic of everybody had to be dressed right, dressed too.
Yeah, it was. It sure was.
Whoever was in charge pretty much determined what the layout of your gear was based on his, which was just as wrong as could be. But anyway, that's another story. That's always a running gun battle in the Army.
It is. We're about to run out of time.
Your Army and your combat Army.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm glad I started my time in Europe, because at least everything we did was real over there.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, it just made things worse for me when I got stateside. How's it? Before we got about 10 seconds. How's the shoulder?
Still on hold.
Okay.
Right. I hadn't got my heart straightened out yet.
Gotcha. All right, well.
But as soon as I get my heart straightened out, I'll get the shoulder work on.
There you go. Well, I'm looking forward to that, because we got a range now up here whenever you feel it. Okay, so.
Very
Super
good.
Dave Harrington, find him at combatspeed.com. He's on all social media. He's on YouTube. He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram. On Instagram, sdave_Harrington. On Instagram, everything else is either Dave Harrington or Super Dave. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Roger that. Roger that. Hour two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.